Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 7:15 London Summer Time. Well, there's another new high on oil today. It's currently sitting at 45.55. So that pretty much blows out of the water the 45 $45 resistance I was maybe thinking it was going to just pause at, and that's on the back of well, news that Iran said today that they didn't think that OPEC pumping more oil was a good idea, and there's the fighting in Iraq, and then there's the storms in the Gulf of Mexico, and there's UKOS in Russia, and on Sunday in Venezuela they have a referendum on whether they're going to keep Chavez as their president. So all those things are contributing to pushing the oil price up. So, what kind of effect has that had on the markets? Well, the U.S. made back most of its losses yesterday and gave up those gains again today. The S&P is down nearly 11 points at the moment at 1064. The Nasdaq, though, is down 27, well, nearly 28 points at 1754. That's 1.5%, and that's really looking, well, very, very weak. That, I mean, if I was to say anything, I would say that that is going nowhere but down. And I guess that's a leader. So, I'd be coming quite bearish on the U.S. market at the moment. Currently, the Dow is sitting at 115 points down. It's at 98.24. In Europe, the FTSE actually managed to close up at nearly 16 points at 43.28, which is quite surprising. The DAX is down, well, closed down 20, or nearly 21 points at 36.58, and on the back of that, the Bunds have rallied quite a bit. I'm surmising that that is the case, that they're rallying off the back of the equity weakness, because the Treasuries and JGBs haven't really done very much at all today. They're both more or less sitting at the same levels as they were yesterday. The CAC was down 8. The IBEX closed up as well, up 16 at 76.24. The Nikkei was down 21 points at 11,028, but the second section was up a little bit. So that is that's been rallying now for the last 4 or 5 days, and they're not big moves, but they're not insignificant, and it's just moving up quite steadily. So that's quite a bullish little picture for, at least in the short term, for Japan. Looking at the currencies, they really haven't done very much today either. The euro is currently at 1.22. The British pound is at, well, cable is at 1.82. And the yen is at 110.88. So they're more or less sitting at where they closed yesterday. Now, silver, that had quite a big down day yesterday, and it closed up a little bit today. Quite a big range on the day, though. It really is looking quite weak. So we'll see what happens in the next couple of days with that one. And gold is looking quite weak as well. That's down at 3.94, so that's more or less dropped $6 in the last couple of days. Now, looking at some of the other ones, I got stopped out of my oats today. That fell quite dramatically, so lost a little bit of money there, but really not the end of the world. And wheat and corn are both also weak, or well, all three of them are weak. But soybeans today is really quite a bullish story, and if anyone has been holding it as long as I know David has been holding it, this will really be a nice story, because it was up 28 points today. So it had been sitting on, I know I was repeating myself a little bit in the audio yesterday, I mentioned at the beginning and at the end, but I'll try to mention it only once now. It was up 28, closed at 5.90, and that was definitely a key day reversal and a nice upward dynamic. So we'll see in the next couple of days, but that is looking like a quite a nice bullish tradable signal on soybeans. So If I talk to David, and I haven't talked to him in the last 3 days, he sent me a text message this morning telling me that he was in and out of mobile coverage. So he's a hard man to get a hold of at the moment. So I'm sure he must be up in Wales at some point, or I'm guessing at least at this point. But I'll send him a text message after I finish this, and I'm sure he will be very happy to hear that. Unfortunately, coffee has broken below the $70 level, and that was a little bit of a dynamic there as well. So then the next sort of support for coffee is quite a bit below where it is at the moment. So that's not such a good story. One that has been sort of performing reasonably well over the last couple of days is the orange juice. And I've just typed in the wrong ticker. So just bear with me for a second. That one, well, actually, this is the first time I looked at it today. It's down today, but it had rallied the last 2 or 3 days, gap down today. So I'm going to take that back. It's at $60 at the moment. So I suppose that is really looking now that it's going to maybe range trade from here on out. I suppose if it went back down to its base at 55, that's quite a bit down there from here, but there's a good chance it's going to sort of range trade if it were to sort of follow the sort of psychological pattern that these things normally do, where they form a very long-term base, they have a really big spike and get quite enthusiastic, and then they fall suddenly and then range trade for a while and sort of grind up over a long period of time. Now, platinum, I think one of Steve Mitchell, one of my colleagues, was telling me that one of the platinum stocks in the US was storming along at the moment. But platinum itself hasn't done very much. It's sort of at that sort of 850 level at the moment. It's at 846 or 848 and a half at the moment. There is resistance at sort of 850. It sort of, it's hit that level a couple of times and not really broken through it. But some of the stocks are doing quite well, so that might be one to watch. Palladium, on the other hand, is still bouncing around at sort of 210. It's down $1.65 today, but it's really, not doing very much. It's found support at sort of 210, and it's quite uninteresting at the moment. And I think that is more or less it. If there's anything at all that I can help you out with, or if you've got any questions about the charts that I posted up today, especially those backwardation charts I put together, just drop me an email. I'm happy to respond. And thank you very much for listening.